Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 4th. Our Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will present a level-funded budget proposal to the Quincy City Council tonight. Koch is scheduled to speak to the council at City Hall at 7:30 for his annual budget presentation. The mayor said the proposed spending plan will not include any new programs, services, or employees. He says the only increases in the budget will be for contractual pay raises, health insurance, trash collection, and energy usage. The current year's budget of $456 million was up 18% over the prior year's spending plan. Also tonight, Koch will introduce an order requesting that the city purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property for $21 million. The budget and the ENC proposal will be placed into the Finance Committee for review. The City Council may approve or cut the budget, but may not make any additions. The new fiscal year begins on July 1st. Prior to the council meeting tonight, the Oversight Committee will meet at 6:30 to discuss an order requiring the city to provide information about how the Monroe Building in Quincy Center is being used. The meeting will be live at 6:30 on QATV channels 9 and 1072 and on QATV.org. The proposed state budget passed by the House last week includes over $70 million for the city of Quincy. State Representative Jackie Chan says that includes funding for the Quincy Public Schools and money that the city can use for anything. Chan cautions that the budget still requires approval from the Senate and then a committee of House and Senate members before winning final approval from the governor. The overall state budget of $63.4 billion represents an $83 million increase over the current year's spending plan. Dollars and cents will be front and center as the state Senate prepares to unveil its fiscal year 2027 budget tomorrow. Senate Ways and Means Chairman Michael Rodriguez is detailing the initial list of priorities and confirming that the top line number will be in the ballpark of the $63.3 billion figure that Governor Healey and the House have proposed, funding for assisted living facilities and municipal winter relief are among the top priorities, along with funding mass health amid ever-rising costs, now estimated at $20 billion. As for bringing in the budget on time, Rodriguez hopes to build off of last year's promptness as the House and Senate come together to put together a final budget proposal. The Senate will unveil its budget proposal tomorrow, with members filing amendments and then debate to follow. Conference committee between the House and Senate will take place after that. A handful of people were injured, including at least one critically, after a car crashed into the woods off the expressway in Milton overnight on Sunday. State police say troopers reported there were serious injuries after they were called to the crash involving one vehicle about 3 a.m. yesterday near Exit 3 on the northbound side of the highway. All five people in the car were taken to local hospitals. Police said the driver sustained the most serious injuries. Video from the scene shows a white car partially submerged in water. Police haven't provided any further information about the crash, including its cause. There was a large response, including police, fire, EMS, and the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office. And the on-ramp from Blue Hill River Road to 93 North was closed, but it has since reopened. The car was later pulled from the water by a tow truck and brought back over the barrier. An investigation is ongoing. The Massachusetts Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has amended 23-year-old Sandra Birchmore's death certificate. A spokesperson for the office confirmed on Friday that Birchmore's death certificate now lists her cause of death as asphyxia and her manner of death as undetermined. Birchmore's original death certificate listed her cause of death as asphyxia by hanging and the manner of her death as suicide. A forensic pathologist later alleged that she died by homicidal strangulation. Former Stoughton Police Department Detective Matthew Farwell is accused of killing Birchmore by strangling her on February 1st, 2021. and then staging her Canton apartment to make it look like a suicide after she informed him he was the father of her unborn child. Prosecutors allege the killing was carried out to conceal the grooming and sexual abuse of Birchmore, which they say began when she was 15 years old and continued until her death. In a court filing in March, attorneys for Farwell stated that an unidentified person is the biological father of Birchmore's unborn child, not Farwell or his brother, who is a named defendant in a civil suit. Authorities have said that Farwell's DNA was found on a strap that prosecutors allege was used to kill Birchmore. Farwell recently asked to be released on $50,000 bail, while Birchmore's family is asking a court to issue a no-contact order against his defense team. He's also asked the judge presiding over the case to throw out some evidence. A judge will now review the arguments. Farwell's trial is set to begin in October. Norfolk County Agricultural High School will receive a $3.5 million state grant, the largest in its history, that will significantly increase learning and career opportunities for hundreds of additional students in the county and beyond. The grant will support a $2.45 million renovation and expansion on the current campus, increasing space and providing much-needed building and systems upgrades. Laboratory space will be expanded, allowing about 100 additional students to pursue careers in plant science and environmental science. Another $550,000 will go toward the purchase of new modern greenhouses. The structures will include the latest in agricultural technology. Also, $350,000 will be spent to create multi-purpose classrooms and modular computer labs that will be used by both daytime students and those in state-approved after-dark adult training on nights and weekends. Expanded lab and greenhouse capacity will allow Norfolk Aggie to expand after-school and weekend programming to an additional 60 to 80 high school students annually. In total, the Healey administration awarded more than $70 million in capital grants to 28 high schools and career technical schools. After another expensive winter for gas heating customers in Massachusetts, the state is taking new action to bring down bills. For the second year in a row, regulators are cutting the amount of money gas companies can charge for new pipes. Gas companies charge Massachusetts customers nearly $1 billion every year for new gas pipes, despite the state's plan to phase out natural gas by 2050. The cost of new gas pipes makes up a growing portion of the surging gas bills, and it comes as gas customers are also forced to help pay for mass save rebates to switch customers to electric heat. A lot of the construction spending comes under the Massachusetts Gas System Enhancement Program, which is supposed to focus on the most leak-prone pipes. But the program has grown 300% in the 10 years it's been around, peaking at $901 million last year. Last Thursday was the deadline for the state to sign off on the gas company's construction plans for the summer. And for the second year in a row, the Department of Public Utilities trimmed total costs. Gas companies used to be able to spend up to 3% of their total revenue for the work. That dropped to 2.5% last year and 2% this year. Some believe the state needs to get rid of the program altogether, but state lawmakers would need to act on that. Despite two winters of skyrocketing bills, lawmakers have not yet taken action on many of those issues. An alternative licensure pathway will be newly available to educators in Massachusetts following a unanimous vote of the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. The shift is intended to address educator shortages and diversify the workforce, but board members signaled last month that while potentially useful, the changes fall short of the scale of the problem. The proposed regulations stem from a 2024 economic development law that authorized the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to create alternative certification pathways. The changes would allow some candidates to waive one of the Massachusetts tests for educator licensure. either by substituting prior experience, advanced degrees, out-of-state credentials, or a portfolio demonstrating subject matter competency. The department made several changes to the licensure regulations since the last meeting. Based on the March discussion, the department recommended a pathway allowing eligible candidates to waive the communications and literacy skills test and to implement the changes for a 3-year pilot period, after which they'll be evaluated. There are 3,100 educators in Massachusetts public schools who currently have a waiver for their license, according to the Office of Educator Effectiveness. Of those, 41% have not met the communications and literacy skills requirement. The pathway would open a door to licensure eligibility for them. Well, the 42nd annual Quincy Senior Olympics opens today with a 9-hole golf tournament at the Furnaceburg Golf Course at 9 a.m. Opening ceremonies will be held Tuesday at 3:45 p.m., followed by the annual volleyball game with the administration at the Kennedy Center, and then closing ceremonies will be held May 20th at 2:30 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Quinn Cycles will hold their first Monday ride today at 5:45 p.m., beginning and ending at the Coddington Hall in Quincy Center. The 9 to 12 mile ride is designated as an easy ride and is open to all. You can visit quinncycles.com for more information. The South Shore YMCA's annual Taste of the South Shore fundraiser will be held this Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Hale Family Y in Quincy. Over 30 restaurants will be participating in this year's event to raise funds for the food pantry at the Germantown Neighborhood Center. You can visit ssymca.org for more information. Quincy Community Action Program's annual meeting and awards ceremony will be held this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Terrell Room in Quincy. 8th District Congressman Stephen Lynch will receive the Extra Mile Award. Visit qcap.org for more information. And the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute's mammography van will be providing free mammograms at the Kennedy Center in Quincy this Thursday from 7 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. To make an appointment, call 617-632-1974. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 152 points. The NASDAQ rose 222, and the S&P is up 21. Stocks mostly higher in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $101 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lost to the Astros 3-1. They are off to Detroit tonight at 6:40. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny at a high 70 degrees. Clear tonight, low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at a high 79. Scattered showers and storms Wednesday, high of 68. And scattered showers Thursday, high 59. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Wind southwest 10 to 15 with gusts to 30 knots. There's a small craft advisory in effect. High tide 2 p.m. Sunrise 5:34, sets at 7:46. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 4th.